Quick disclaimer before we begin, this podcast and our associated Instagram, TikTok, and social media channels are solely for the purposes of entertainment. Well, well, well. I don't even know how to start out this episode. I feel so ill. Like, I genuinely do not feel well right now. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that I'm feeling super well as well. I think I had my first anxiety panic attack 2 nights ago. A lot has been happening and it continues to happen and things are coming out in real time and this chaos shows no signs of stopping. So yes, we do not feel well. By the way, so everyone, we're recording this on Tuesday afternoon. This will be released as soon as possible. But yesterday is when the alleged videos and photos of Kate came out leaving Windsor's farmer's market or the shop.
Whatever shops.
The farm shop. So I thought it was all over when that first came out. It appears to not be over in the slightest. And it's hard for me to really like take a breath and know how to even do this episode. So I think here's a few things to say.
Okay.
First of all, we're so thrilled to be here to talk this through with all of you. We're grateful that you're here and we appreciate you taking the time to be gathered here with us today. My tone feels like it's changing a little bit. Okay.
Okay.
I feel like when this first was going on, I thought something was going on, but I don't know. I just was like, this is crazy. We're having fun. She's going to come out at any moment.
Sure.
And this is all going to be just wild speculation.
Yeah.
And TikTok doing their thing. Girls girling, as someone put it on Instagram. But it feels like it's just getting darker and more sinister.
I think as we begin week two of this entire ordeal, scandal, whatever you want to call it, it feels like we are no closer to the truth.
It feels like we're no closer to the truth. And every day that goes by that we're no closer to the truth, it seems like, wow, there must be something really big that's happening. Otherwise, they would just literally put a lid on this so easily with a quick, high-res Zoom. It's that simple.
Yeah.
It's that simple. We literally went on TMZ TV to do a documentary. It took 15 minutes, high res. It was so seamless.
Right.
They had a crew. It is not expensive.
Right.
It would be so fast for them to have Kate address the public. And by the way, this is a public figure. This is the Princess of Wales, Her Royal Highness.
Correct.
Whose life is paid for by the British taxpayer. So at this point, with public speculation going so rampant, I just feel like they do owe that to us. They owe that especially to the British people.
I don't remember who said this, whether it was in a DM or I don't even remember, or it was a group chat. But like the Queen was able to get on Zoom for the last like 6 months or so of her life when she was, you know, horribly affected by cancer, right?
Bone cancer.
Brown said it.
Yeah,
Tina Brown said it. She was wheelchair bound. You know, her condition was grave, but she was still appearing on Zoom.
Exactly. She was still walking out on the balcony. So if they could put these rumors to rest, they would. And I, in my naivete, thought they had yesterday, but they have not. Rumors are swirling even more. The heat has been turned up on this whole scandal. So here is what I want to do. I want to rewind to where we were last episode, where we finished. We are not going to recap a single thing from that episode. Okay, everyone, there's been too much that's developed. So if you have not listened to Where the F is Kate Middleton, you need to listen to it first before you listen to this one because we're not recapping. This is not TLC. Okay, we are going straight for the new content. Okay,
straight for the new content.
We're not it's not Sister Wives. We're not rehashing old content for a third of an episode.
Right.
Because we're, you know, cheap programming.
Right. This is the latest and greatest. I mean, I think also there's just so much still to unpack. Like every day has brought new developments.
Yes. Okay. And so without belaboring it, we finished the episode last week basically saying, here's a lot of crazy wild theories. I mean, the theory we said at the end of the episode last week, I would never have said that. Honestly, if it was reported to me by a source, I wouldn't go there, but it just seemed like fan fiction to me.
Sure.
It seemed like pure entertainment. So after that episode concluded, we continued to be on the search for Kate. And I got a DM from a friend. But now this friend is very credentialed. He or she owns a business, operates in society. It's not a friend in an asylum. This is very much a friend who is a contributing, rational part of society.
Also, I'll say this is someone you've met in person.
I'm not going to say where this person lives, obviously, but this person I know very well. I've seen many times in person.
I think as well, it's not just a faceless user X03, you know, DMing us with information. This is way more tangible than just like a miscellaneous internet theory we got sent.
And by the way, I will say, it has been very crazy because I've seen a literal news article come out that cites one of our TikTok Instagram videos as their sole source for a specific thing.
Yesterday, I saw a headline that said, you know, news could break at any moment from the palace. And it was like 1 hour ago, like the article had been posted and we were the source.
We were the source. And I'm sorry, but they didn't come to us to ask us for verification, for confirmation. Where did this rumor come from? Nothing. So now I just trust the news so much less.
Yeah.
But anyway, my friend is very credible. Okay. Not a conspiracy theorist as well. This friend I would trust to leave my child with, okay, to take to the hospital if my child had a terminal illness and needed to get there in 20 seconds.
Whoa.
This is a friend I would put my child in their arms, okay?
Okay.
So this friend said to me, hey, I have a friend and they are very connected in this world and I'm going to connect you to them. I believe this friend and I trust this source. So I spoke with this source and she said she knew two people inside the palace, different palaces, and I can't tell you which ones they are, said, I'm only going to tell you information both of them have told to me, not knowing what each other has said.
Okay.
So we haven't even had this conversation. You don't even know the details here. So this source said to me, I'm going to share with you information I have been told from two different sources in two different palaces.
Okay.
And I'm only going to share with you as what I think is happening based on what they have independently told me, not knowing that I'm in two different conversations.
Got it. Okay. Okay. So it's like two separate people not knowing that their storylines might be connected.
Exactly.
Got it.
And also this source has told me a lot more, but this source is very careful. And the source, I'm not going to say he or she, so sorry, it's hard to get these sentences out, but this source is very careful to delineate what has been independently confirmed by this source's insiders and what is something this source is just speculating on based on information this source believes.
Okay.
This is what the source says. The source says, you're actually not far off at all. It's just caught me so much.
It was chilling.
It was chilling. The source says, you're not far off at all, and it's way more sinister than anyone believes or knows. And by the way, I hope this is all wrong. I hope this is all wrong. I don't relish sharing this information, and I just want to say that as we continue this, my great hope is that Catherine, the Princess of Wales, has just had a facelift, and that's why she's all blurry. Like, that was the one thing on the drive over here that made my stomach go from like completely nauseous to, okay, like I can breathe. So that's for me still the most plausible reason they're keeping her so under wraps. But back to what this source told me, the source says, no, you're absolutely onto way more than you realize. It's way more sordid than anyone knows. And what the source says is that she did have a mental breakdown. It did have something to do with a royal love child. Okay. The Rose affair is basically a fact, according to this source. Everyone knows it.
Right.
I'm going to start referring to the source as they, because it's very hard to say without giving away this person's gender. So what they said is that Catherine, the Princess of Wales, not only found out that Rose had a love child with William, but that William would no longer be keeping Rose completely under the cover of darkness. He was not going to keep her a secret. He was done hiding her, and that she just had to put up with the fact that Rose was going to be rolled out within their inner social circles. By the way, this source said that William is nothing like his royal persona. Nothing like it.
I mean, and we've heard that from other places too.
I mean, think about what Harry said in Spare.
Yeah.
Harry said that he and William got into a physical altercation, right?
Yeah.
William attacked him physically.
Yeah.
Prince Harry's on the record saying that. By the way, remember how
His own brother.
That's his own brother. I have the chills. Do you remember, Chandler, that Prince Harry also said he had enough information to write another book?
Woof.
But he's releasing that. And I think there's so much to uncover. Okay. But anyway, so that's what this source said. William is nothing like people see him as.
Right.
He's actually very impetuous, very impulsive, a very dark man. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what the source says is people think that he's this nice, warm, smiling royal. What they don't realize is that his image is entirely crafted and manufactured by Kensington Palace.
Well, absolutely. And they have to protect him at all costs.
At all costs. They literally have to protect him because their jobs depend on it. Like, all these people have cush jobs working in the palace, feeling important, working in an environment that's probably very beautiful. They're well-connected and higher echelons of society. Mm-hmm. They know things everyone wants to know. Okay. Remember what Meghan said? She said that she got in so much trouble because she expected the palace staff to work hard.
Yes.
She said that, you know, at the palace, it's just like people stay in the jobs forever. Mm-hmm. She just basically made it seem like
no one wants to work these days.
She just made it seem like these people love their cushy gigs. Okay. And it just tracks that these people are protecting the monarchy at all costs because in so much they're protecting themselves.
Yeah. And I think they believe in the institution.
I mean, they do, but I think I'm more skeptical of that because I think people most of all in life protect their own homes, the food they put on their own tables.
Yeah. It's in their best interest that the monarchy continues to look good.
Their actual survival.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And paying the rent depends on the monarchy being upheld. So that's this entire palace's job, is to uphold this image of Prince William. Mm-hmm. Also remember what Meghan said in her interview with Oprah. So Oprah asked, was it what it appeared like? You're with her, you're with Princess Catherine, you're with Kate. She's teaching you, she's helping you, she's cheering you on. You're her new sister. Yeah. And Meghan looks at her with that tragedy eye makeup, in the words of Tina Brown, and says, it's nothing like what it looks like.
Wow.
In my time there, in my time in that family, it is nothing like what it looks like.
This makes me want to go back and rewatch the whole Oprah interview.
I want to rewatch Harry and Meghan. I want to rewatch the Oprah interview. Here's also what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I think this royal family is capable of so much more than we realize. And remember how Harry and Meghan, they were videoing themselves leaving the UK?
Yes, yes.
And we were all so skeptical. We were like,
they want their reality show.
They're so mercenary. Yeah. Of course. They're just ready to hit up Bravo and Andy Cohen to get on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills in a jiffy. No, we were all just calling them out left, right, and center. And remember how they really couldn't escape until Tyler Perry gave them security?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because the monarchy, by the way, the crown, Prince Charles at the time, was just going to let them flounder with no security.
Right.
Hounded by the world.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder, were they doing that for their own protection on some level? Were they trying to document as much of what was happening as possible out of fear that something would happen to them and they would no longer be able to tell their stories?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this is so chilling, by the way. Okay. So with this source, back to the story.
And you got to wonder too, if their need for security wasn't just to protect themselves from crazy, you know, royal stans, but to protect themselves from potentially, like, I don't know, someone from within the palace who wanted, you know, to harm them.
You know, Prince Harry said that he wanted to have it more looked into why Diana died.
Yeah, right.
And that's where, for me, I am not into the JFK assassination theory.
Right.
I'm not into the idea that the royal family killed Diana. I don't like to live in a world where elites are killing people.
Yeah.
Right, I actually don't like that. I want to live in a world where Princess Catherine just got a fucking facelift.
Right.
Okay. And we're all blowing this crazily out of proportion.
Yeah.
And at the end of this, we will say, wow, the power of the human imagination.
Totally. What a beautiful story.
What you think I want to feel like we, two little podcasters, are putting it all the pieces together?
I think as well, the amount of vitriol that has come our way
that
since
we've
that we've received. I mean, I'll just say that last night I saw a group of friends who I hadn't seen since all this craziness. And while I'm there at dinner, my friend says, oh my gosh, I just got this DM. And it is literally a DM to her from a random person, bot, whatever, like telling her that I should watch my back and that she should look closer into my life.
Spilling inside secrets about me personally that I've only shared on our Patreon.
Right.
So this is clearly someone who is so enraged, who's listened to the Patreon episodes. we've gotten crazy hate emails filled with wild fantasies about our family members, right, and saying we're going to create entire TikTok mm-hmm. channels about your family mm-hmm. and the things your husbands have
right,
done.
Right.
That was so funny. Once, like, Ben never loved Chan and has only found peace with Courtney.
We sent it to Courtney and Courtney's like, finally, a man finds peace with me.
Anyway, so there's real psychos out there. I need to talk to you about a stunning experience I had. I got a massage yesterday and I took an early bird gummy an hour before my massage. 30 minutes into my massage, I'm starting to nod off. I never nap. I never fall asleep during massages. I was so relaxed and I was getting concerned. I'm like, why am I falling asleep? And then I remembered it was the early bird.
Like, oh, yeah.
I can't even describe to you guys how good an early bird gummy plus massage is. It already makes you feel so like warm and melty and gooey. And then to be getting a massage, it's a peak experience.
No, that sounds peak. I need to try that immediately. I cannot say enough good things about early bird. It is something I never want to run out of. Mm-hmm. I love knowing that if I need to get a good night's sleep, I've got it. And if I just want to kind of take the edge off while I watch a show or, you know, just want to scroll on Reels, it's there for me.
You guys, the great thing about early bird gummies is that they are a recreational hemp product and contain 2.5 milligrams of natural THC and 12.5 milligrams of CBD in each gummy.
So everyone go to earlybirdcbd.com and use the code popapologist20 for 20% off.
earlybirdcbd.com, popapologist20 for 20% off.
Lauren, I got this text from my friend last night and she said, yo, what's the protein powder you guys peddle on your pod? Is it actually good?
Okay, what did you say?
I then inundated her with a bunch of messages explaining how good it was, really trying to show her that it's not something we simply peddle. It's actually something we truly believe in. So
it's not something we peddle. It's like a passion.
Let's just say that there were two gray text messages followed up by 8 blue text messages.
Read them all verbatim.
I said, it's the only one I drink, .. I've literally been drinking it since college. Clean, simple eats. The vanilla and the chocolate, it's called brownie batter chocolate, are musts. They have a lot of other flavors too, if you're more adventurous. They also have travel packs if you want to try something out before buying a full bag. Then I sent her the links, not even affiliate links. I just was like, no, if you're even considering buying a protein powder, I've got it for you. I've got it squared away. I've got it locked in. Do not look anywhere else.
It is so, so good. This is what we're saying within the privacy of our text message threads and yes, publicly on this podcast. Guys, go to cleansimpleeats.com, use code popapologist for 10% off your order. cleansimpleeats.com, code popapologist. I hope they just needed Tyler Perry's protection mm-hmm. in order to protect themselves from the Looney Tunes.
Yeah, right. Which very much so exist.
Yes. And I fully understand now on a different level. Mm-hmm. But genuinely, now I have so many more questions. So back to what this source told me. The source said, this is so much more sordid than anyone knows. William is not a good person.
Yeah.
The affair with Rose has absolutely been going on. The source also says, people don't get that Rose Hanbury has way more power than anyone realizes.
Right, right.
They think that Rose Hanbury is just maybe a side character in this. No, she's a main player
right,
in this.
Right. Who's very much so still involved,
mm-hmm.
not just, you know, from potentially something that happened in 2018.
Right. And by the way, let's just get to this really quick before we proceed further with Rose Hanbury. But everyone, when it was announced that her lawyer released the statement saying that the affair rumors were categorically false, do you know what it was giving to me?
What?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Yes. I mean, I'm sorry. Guess what? Rose Hanbury is not in a court of law giving that opinion.
Right, right.
She's
right.
not able to be put on the stand for perjury.
Also, I think it's no coincidence that statement was released.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got the video of healthy and happy Kate.
Right.
You know, very shortly thereafter.
Right. Kensington Palace PR obviously was working overtime, much to their chagrin. They were staying past 5
right,
o'clock,
maybe
till 5:45. That must have been really tough, sending thoughts and prayers. So, yes. Yeah, so, this source says, Rose Hanbury has so much more power. And it brings us back to the Nicole Cliff Twitter thread. So Nicole mm-hmm. Cliff is who broke the story about Rose Hanbury being Prince William's mistress.
Right, right.
And what Nicole said is that Rose Hanbury, she is a true aristocrat, okay? Not only is she born royal adjacent, I mean, do you know what her title is by birth?
I don't know what her title is by birth. I know that her grandmother was like in Queen Elizabeth's wedding as a bridesmaid.
Right.
She's just like, for all intents and purposes, like actually way more blue blood than Kate ever was.
Ever was.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, it's hard for us as Americans to get class structures as much, because for us, we're just born in a society where that's so much more egalitarian. But in the UK, emphasis on class, where you're from, your family, your bloodlines. By the way, do you know the entire idea of the monarchy is based on the, in my opinion, very dark idea that some people's bloodlines and family bloodlines are ordained by God to rule over others?
It's like so crazy and gross.
I mean, you know what else? I mean, that sounds like so insidious and like pseudo-biblical.
It's like racist.
It's, I mean, yeah, it's 100% giving like way worse than racist because it's saying certain families. Right, I mean, I don't it's just, it's all bad.
It's all bad.
So anyway, what Nicole Cliff says is Kate found out about Rose Hanbury during her pregnancy with Prince Louis. And she freaked out because this is what she says is middle-class Kate, provincial suburban Kate, like two of us, you know? We were born in a family where the husband and the wife had fidelity. You know? They stayed together. They were good to each other. There was assumed faithfulness between a man and a woman in the home we were raised in. Okay. But that is potentially not the case if you're born in an aristocratic circle where affairs run rampant.
Well, and families and marriages are by design, are strategic, are, you know, generations of strategic marriages. And they're more about, you know, like coming together for like the greater good of the people versus love and trust.
Well, when people ask me if I would take Kagan's last name, my favorite joke is always to be like, I would like to do it the English way, where you take the last name of the person whose family has the most money and the most power. I thought that was hilarious. Anyway, yes, that's very, very much marriages were by design in order to maybe increase the power of certain families' bloodlines. So it's very spooky, but yes, Lady Rose Hanbury also not just was born into a royally entrenched family, but she married a man who at the time was the Lord Great Chamberlain.
Right. At the time of the affair.
At the time of the affair.
Well, and I think actually, and obviously pre the affair, I believe he was Lord Great Chamberlain for quite a long time, I guess.
Please have your encyclopedias at the ready. Yeah. Okay.
Lauren and I were Googling Lord Great Chamberlain, like into oblivion, trying to understand whether this was one guy, who the guy was, whether if it was still Rose Hanbury's husband, what it, are there multiple Lord Great Chamberlains?
Right.
But all we know is that it's a very important position where they, you know, have to preside over functions where the sovereign is there. Basically, and I think we stated this in the video, but you know, he couldn't be phased out. Their family could not be phased out of like the social circles.
Right. It's just not possible. This guy is ordained by God, apparently, and must by heredity by law, right?
I'm just laughing at like God being like, sorry. we need this Lord Great Chamberlain. Sorry to like, you know, sanction like the functions.
You gotta serve water to the King of Coronation. I don't care what you have going on, June 5th. Yes, these are royally entrenched people. Yes. And so middle-class Kate, according to Nicole Cliff, was very foolish to assume that she could just have Rose thrown out of these social circles.
And she's not the queen.
Only the queen could have this done on a whim.
Right.
So apparently Rose, up till this point, had been very, very careful to not let it slip to anyone what she was getting up to with William. But apparently she was so enraged that Kate even thought that was possible, that in order to put Kate in her place, by the way, I'm sure that there's still hierarchy. So I'm sure Rose Hanbury looks at Kate and is just like, yeah, you're the Princess of Wales or the Duchess of Cambridge at the time. But bitch, like, come on. Ever heard of the Lord Great Chamberlain? Like, I'm sure on some level she wanted to remind her of her pure blood aristogenetics. And so what Nicole Cliff says is that Rose let it slip to her friends, got a little messy. We're hearing Rose is a little bit of a messy lady, FYI. But Rose apparently let it slip to her friends, knowing that the word would get out in the social circles and knowing eventually it would get leaked to the press. And this would be her retribution
to Kate.
To Kate.
In order to, you know, make her look bad, to tarnish her image, their perfect marriage.
Yeah. And like Tina Brown says, and we all have seen, Kate is fastidious when it comes to her image. Yeah. She's so scrupulous and careful when it comes to her presentation and the public perception of her.
It's just so crazy because even just, you know, talking about this and, you know, there's never a hair out of place with Kate. And I'm seeing a lot of like the comments about the most recent video
just talking about how insane it is that the first time she's seen is like stepping out in like athleisure. Like, when do we ever see her dressed like that? I mean, she's always dressed like she's going to a church service, essentially.
Do you remember when Princess Catherine, when she was the Duchess of Cambridge at the time, she was having a picnic with her kids on like some lawn? And she was in, I remember she was in wedges and like an A-line dress.
Right.
And basically, wind blew up her skirt. And I don't think you could see anything, but there's all these videos of her just like frantically putting it down. And it was like, big kerfuffle on the lawns, you know? Yes. Like, Kate Middleton, a skirt out of place, a hemline out of place. This woman is always pristine. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I think one of the worst ways you could get back at her is to have this idea in the public that things are not perfect.
Right. And I think, you know, all that we saw from the media at that point, like the most confirmed of the rumors that we got was just that, you know, that these two sets of friends, William and Kate and Rose and her husband, they were just no longer friends. There was a distance growing between the two of them. They used to be great friends, this foursome, and now they no longer are.
Right, exactly. And now they no longer are. And I think that a lot of people also were very astute to note that the home that Lady Rose lived in with her husband, the Marquess of Chumley. Okay.
She's the Marchioness.
She's the Marchioness. And he's not the Marquess. He's the Marquess, Chandler.
Marquess. Okay.
Okay. I've been working. So I'm like Hermione over
literally
here.
You are.
Apparently, their home is very close, a few miles maybe most at max, away from the country estate that William and Catherine.
In the same way that Camilla's house was, you know, just a stone's throw essentially from Sandringham or from like King Charles's palace or whatever.
Yeah. Camilla was close by Charles. And like we said, history repeats itself. Also, by the way, it reminds me of Heather McDonald's iconic line, which is that men are so lazy, okay? They can't go cheat with someone outside the home. They have to shit where they eat. They have to go two doors down to the nanny, down the hallway. It's giving lazy. Yeah. It's giving sleazy. Mm-hmm. It's giving gross.
I mean, let's also just maybe touch on the fact that we have always believed that what contributed to Harry and William's falling out was this idea that Harry was very much so against William stepping out on Kate. And that led to, you know, a severe like disagreement between the two of them.
I mean, I think whatever you believe about Meghan, because Meghan is so polarizing. Right. And we've gone so back and forth on Meghan.
We're literally still going through the ringer with her. Like it's a daily struggle for me.
We might be full circle at this moment. Yeah. Who knows? But I think what everyone can agree to is that Prince Harry is a love bug.
Yeah.
He does not seem like a cheater.
No.
He seems like a very loyal guy. He seems just like a sweet guy.
And I think I brought this up to you the other day, but I have to believe that if you were William and you were born into this life where your destiny was set out, you are just, it is already defined. And maybe this is what you think that, you know, you can do. That you can, you have to, you know, like have this life. You have to be king. You have to rise to the occasion by, you know, your bloodline, your duty. And, you know, this might mean that you're allowed to step out and do whatever you want. I mean, it's certainly what his dad did.
It's certainly what his dad did. Exactly. And I think that there's probably something to this very confined life.
Yes.
Where it's like, I can't make my own choices.
Exactly.
I actually can't live my own life. I can't decide I want to be a movie star.
Right.
I can't decide I want to be a podcaster.
Yes.
I'm
so sad.
So sad. Thoughts and prayers. I guess maybe one way I can just have some fun is have some options in my private life.
Right. I mean, I don't know if you want to even talk about this, but I do believe that like Kate and William, like love was real at one point.
100%. I think a lot of men unfortunately cheat on women they love.
Right.
For all sorts of reasons. Okay. Like what's that quote? Men are only as faithful as their options. Like,
oh, geez.
It's gross. It's horrible. And I don't believe that's true. But I think,
don't we have another episode people can reference? Men will fail you every time or something like that.
Men will fail you every time.
Got more on that.
Check it out. But I will say also that I believe that Catherine loves William. And I believe that in spite of all of this, I think he's probably an avoidant.
Oh.
And I think that he probably keeps her not fully validated.
Sure.
And he dangles the carrot of being queen forever.
Low key.
It's like such a joke.
Subtle.
But I just think that he, even if he does nothing, she knows he has all
right,
the power
of course,
on some
of course,
level.
Yeah, he's the future king.
Yes, and he is who the monarchy wants to protect. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So of course it makes sense that like not having the full comfort and validation would keep her on the line, keep her on the hook.
Right. I mean, we also saw this with their, you know, with their early love story.
Yes.
You know, and the way that she kind of had to
strategize mm-hmm. in order to like get him to put a ring on it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It took him, as Nicole Cliff said, oh, this was so dark, but she was like, listen, it took him until he had almost lost all the bloom of youth to finally settle Jeez. Down, to finally agree to marry yeah, Kate yeah. and do his duty. I mean, she waited for the scraps he would right, give her right. on some level. Because guess what? Those scraps, when one day, turned to gold
yeah,
and a crown right. on top of her head.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? And we love a queen with a goal.
Sure.
Okay? We love an ambitious bee.
We really do.
We truly do. And apparently what this source also said is that this affair never mm-hmm, stopped. Mm-hmm. It never stopped. Catherine knew about it.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
But guess what? Catherine is ambitious. Catherine, as doe-eyed and sweet and charming as she appears and is, also wants to be queen.
Right. This is her whole life. This is her children. You mm-hmm. know, I think it's more than just, I want to be queen. And it's more of, this is the life I signed up for.
Yeah. This is what I signed up for. And you know what? There might be a part of her that's like, there's so much good I can do with this platform. Like the net of this might be my impact on the world is so much greater. And the positivity I can affect and yeah. change I can affect is greater even if I stay with a guy who, you know, has a royal side piece.
Sure, sure.
Okay. In yeah, the words yeah. of the great Megan, what's her name? Megan Fox? Megan King Edmonds?
Megan King Edmonds said royal side piece?
No, it's, I was on.
Megan Kelly?
Megan Kelly.
I'm like, Megan King Edmonds is like weighing in on this?
She is a detective. Wow. Never, she is a detective.
She is a detective. It's true.
Okay. So what the source says is that Kate had this complete mental breakdown. Mm-hmm. And the reason why those ambulances, the motorcade of ambulances, were seen leaving Sandringham was because Kate found out that William had a royal love child with Rose. And also that he was done hiding her. And so she was going to have to live in a world where, just like Diana, who had to look across, okay, mm-hmm. little parties in the UK right, and right. see Camilla and Charles canoodling.
Right, right.
Kate was going to have to put up with Rose in their private mm-hmm, social circles. Mm-hmm. And
like the precedent was already set.
The precedent was absolutely set. And obviously that would send any of us into a complete and utter breakdown.
Yes.
Hyperventilation.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And so what this source said is that Kate is completely breaking down. Mm-hmm. She also, by the way, had surgery. And this is so crazy because everyone's like, oh, wait, so all of your theories are true? I was as shocked as all of you.
Yeah.
And I pray this is all wrong. And we're the mayors of Clown Town, as we have said.
What the source said is that, yes, she did find out that William had a love child with Rose, but this is all also happening while she's, you know, undergoing all these health challenges.
Yes.
Just to add insult to injury, literally.
Says the health challenges are due to the eating disorder.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that makes it for me more clear why the uncle said if it's announced.
Right.
And also the phrase she's getting the best care in the world. Because I think if she had cancer, he would say when it's announced, mm-hmm. because that would mean
it's inevitable.
It's inevitable. Yeah. They have to announce it at some right. point. But if it's announced means, hey, they might announce this. They might right, keep it right. a secret forever. Yes. So I don't yes. know. But yes, apparently she's going through this health crisis, allegedly exacerbated by her eating mm-hmm, disorder, mm-hmm. which, you know, it's just horrible to even talk about.
It's also like the precedent there, like thinking about Diana's eating disorder and
someone's so obsessed with their image.
Right, right. And the pressure that they're under.
And it's like, I feel like I'm saying, you always look perfect, so that's what's the problem with you. But I just feel like I would be the same way. I don't know that I would have an eating disorder. I pray not. But if the eyes of the world were watching me at all times, I think as a woman, it would be very difficult to not let that completely let you go, like mentally spiral.
Yes, absolutely. And I just don't know how you would be able to like have a grip on your sanity in that position. I mean, let me just say, like, with the little bit of craziness that has happened to our account, it has made me like lose touch with some of my sanity.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, we as women feel like we're under such yeah. pressure all the time. And I feel like if the eyes of the world were watching me at all times, we just don't know what place it's capable of taking us to. Okay. In those moments mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and under that amount of pressure. And by the way, what my source said about the eating disorder was that it was referred in a very matter of fact way, not in like, oh, I'm giving you the scoop, I'm giving you the tea. It was like, you know,
like kind of like, everyone knows, like an open secret.
Literally.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think a lot is going on for Catherine, right? Gastro issues exacerbated by an eating disorder, in the hospital, mental breakdown over Rose Hanbury and William having a love child. Okay, all alleged. And then this brings us to the death of Thomas Kingston.
Yes.
Sorry, it just is so crazy because, like, if I was watching this or reading about this stuff for the first time, I would just be like, what the hell?
This is too insane.
Full Looney Tune, like Rainbow Road.
It's really when truth becomes stranger than fiction.
Yeah. Which I will just say, as of yesterday's video, it's becoming stranger than fiction.
So many people say that the Kate Middleton conspiracy theories are making them feel like flat earthers.
Yes.
And it's absolutely the case, because I think a lot of rational people are like, no, no, no. Something is very off.
Yes.
And I don't like feeling like something like this, this big, could be so off.
And we're getting off detail after off detail after off detail, straight from the palace.
Correct. Straight from the palace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so this brings us to the death of Thomas Kingston. So there is absolutely a connection, mm-hmm. I was told by my source. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it is possible that Kate and Thomas Kingston were close.
Yes.
Apparently, someone just commented on our Patreon.
I saw this.
Don't know if it's true.
Yeah.
But apparently, Thomas Kingston is legitimately like a gem of a man.
Really?
Or was a gem of a man. Oh, like so a wonderful man.
Yeah.
It was almost giving me Wyatt vibes. Mm-hmm. Like real winner.
Yeah.
Handsome, charming.
Yeah.
Just like a prize.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And also, in the words of Sheena Shea, good as gold. Like good to his core.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Everything to live for.
I mean, can I just say that if he was having an affair on his wife, I don't know if I would say I would compare him to Wyatt or say, you know, prize. But yeah,
that's true.
But still,
that's true.
He can still be a dashing, charming man.
It's true.
Maybe not, you know, a picture of virtue. You know, may God rest his soul.
On this podcast, everyone, Chandler brings us down to earth constantly.
Look, we would not be here in this moment without Lauren. We would not be half as successful as
not
we are.
True.
No, it's true. Lauren brings the energy, the drama, the drive, the intensity, all of it. I just bring a little bit of grounding.
Yes.
Just ever so slightly.
Thank you, Chandler. Okay, so maybe not the picture of virtue like Kate, okay, who also might not be the picture
sure.
of virtue. And this is where, you know, again, we might sully the image of the pristine Catherine.
Right.
But is it possible that she fell into the arms of Thomas Kingston?
He has
strong arms.
Yes.
For solace and comfort mm-hmm. in her despair over
and
Rose.
Like we said, these circles are small.
Mm-hmm.
They're incestuous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't matter that Pippa dated him. That was years and years ago.
We also don't know what Lady... I don't mean to be a Thomas Kingston defense attorney apologist.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what Lady Gabrielle's vibe is, you know? Maybe for her, it's a
maybe
marriage...
Maybe she's a frigid bitch.
No, I'm not saying that. Maybe she is like... Yo, I just want a husband in public, but here's my lover in private.
What if she's having an affair with King Constantine? And that's why William pulled out for personal reasons.
Okay, what if... Oh my gosh, that is so... Chandler, I think you figured
I don't know
it
what
out.
King Constantine looks like, but he just sounds like a snack.
Sounds fuckable. So everyone. So apparently, according to the source, though, the connection is very real. And so the timing of Kingston's death is extremely suspicious. Now, what my source says is everything beyond that, wild speculation.
Yeah.
We don't actually know that anything was off with his death. You know, he could have found out that his affair with Catherine was discovered and offed himself,
right.
scared of the monarchy.
Yeah.
We
so
don't
sad.
Know, but we do know that 2 days after his death, Prince William appeared with a solid bruise on his neck.
A huge bruise that is honestly right where Ben and I reenacted it, you know, behind closed doors. No, just kidding.
A little kinky.
We did. Ben and I did reenact it, and that is literally the place where you would have a bruise if someone was trying to strangle you.
Like, what are we talking about?
We need to, like, I don't know. If Lauren and I disappear, you will know the truth.
If we, like, seriously, if something
you will know the
happens
truth.
To us, you at least will know the truth.
Exactly.
The good people of this country, of this nation, of this world.
We died swinging. We are just like George Washington fighting against the king in 1776.
Protect us from the king, please. So, brief summary. Kate is dealing with all of this.
All of this.
Right? She's dealing with the gastro issues, the abdominal issues. She is dealing with the love child,
a potential eating disorder.
Rose being rolled out in her social circles. Mm-hmm. And then her beloved, the man she can trust, allegedly.
Okay, allegedly. Heavy allegedly.
Heavily. I will say.
The like, love of her life.
No, William's the love of her life. But I will say, even if he's not the love of her life, even if he's just the man she can trust, she probably feels so terrible that he's gone, that he lost his life in the crossfires of this.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yes. Heavy allegedly. Also, like, this is a person who died. It's very sad.
I completely agree. Yeah. I completely agree. And it's horrible. It's horrible in every single way.
And it's just sad that it's all suspicious, that we don't like have more answers in that, you know, that, yeah, it's really sad.
Okay, so moving beyond this, though, there are so many other speculative theories. Some include, is the order of succession changed mm-hmm. by who the love child is? We also get word at this time that the king is much iller than he seems.
Much more sick, yeah.
Much more sick, and that he only has a year to live.
1 year.
1 year. So everything is melting down behind
right.
the scenes.
Which I think also tracks with Camilla taking more of a break. Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that just occurred to me.
Very astute. So there are so many other theories going around, and people were like, it's so funny because you get in trouble either way, but people are like, this is getting too crazy. Or people are like, we want more. Why are you silent?
Totally.
But we made the choice because like I could have easily been like, okay, now we're in the telenovela series where mm-hmm. I'm just going to go through all the wild fantasies. Like here is King Constantine,
right.
you know, and Kate in each other's arms.
You mean Lady Gabriella? Lady Gabrielle.
Well, then this one.
Oh, that's they're together. Got
yeah,
it.
Exactly. Okay. So it'll get really crazy right. in my telenovela
right.
series.
Right. Wait, didn't it was King Constantine's funeral?
Yes.
So he died.
King Constantine died. Where have you been?
Well, no, I'm just saying like, so Kate was having, so the death, his death is actually what sent Kate into
exactly.
in this wild theory.
In this wild theory. Yeah. So I could have so much
right.
dark fun with this.
Right.
And I easily
It could spiral into the fan fiction miniseries. Yeah,
like that would be 100 parts mm-hmm. and I could do till I die. But we made the choice. We're like, we're only going to share what this source tells us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So instead of releasing more and more parts, we just leave it. We're like, this is the story. We're yeah. sticking by it.
Yeah.
We're only going to follow developments.
Also, I think I might add that I got a message as well corroborating all these details.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Yeah.
We're getting so many messages that say the same thing. So then we see the news mm-hmm. that there is a video and there are photos of Kate
yes.
at the farm stand. This was hours after I'd recorded the reel that are like, shh, that's like, show me the
video. Right. We need video. Give us a 10-second video.
Really? She's taking right. a jaunt to the farm shop
yes.
and there's not a single photograph?
Yeah. Yeah.
So at this point, I was very relieved. I mean, definitely I felt bad
yeah.
for
yeah.
letting my imagination run wild
sure.
on TikTok. Mind you, Dorit Voice, we only had 33,000 followers when this
yeah,
started
yeah.
a week ago. So I didn't really think that many people would see what was going
right.
on. Anyway, people are going to be like, well, at the time you mentioned this conspiracy, you had 212. All right, fair. But I felt bad.
Yeah.
You know, and
you do have a soul.
Of course. Of course. But beyond that, I was so relieved because
yeah.
I'm like, this woman is alive.
Well,
she's well.
And I think, if we're being honest, there was a part of both of us that was like, okay, we can put this baby to bed.
Yeah. And also, though, I will say, I was relieved that she's alive. I was not relieved and convinced that she's well.
Totally. Yeah. I guess that's true. It didn't confirm anything other than that she's alive, which is what we said.
Right.
Yeah.
Because as our source told us, and as we said in the reels, she was being threatened and told
yeah.
to get in line.
Right.
That this was getting completely out of control. Mm-hmm. She needed to maintain her composure.
Yeah.
She needed to reassure the public
yep.
that everything was fine or else, you know, it would be the worst for
right,
her.
Right.
And Kensington Palace is fully in control of all of this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're in control of the socials.
Yep.
She doesn't, you know, she's in control of virtually nothing is what I've been told. So the photo and video of her coming out of the shop also potentially says, okay, she's falling in line.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
right,
she's
right.
She wants to be queen. She will put up with all of this.
I think it's actually important to note that there was time in between, you know, the report that she was spotted out and about at the shops And then when the video came out.
No, I'm talking about after the video came out.
I know.
I had all these feelings.
Right. I just think it's interesting, though, that we got this article that she was seen out and about. And then I think there was like 4 to 6 hours.
There was.
Because I feel like that news came out before we went on TMZ or something.
Exactly. And so by the way, a TMZ documentary is potentially being released Thursday. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll keep you guys updated, but you got to check it out. But apparently, yes, it took them somehow 4 to 6 hours after the outing mm-hmm. to get the photos and videos out.
Right.
I mean,
and people, I think, were already scratching their head at like, why are there no photos? Why she's been spotted, but there's no photos.
Exactly. So at first I was like, this is a palace setup.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yep.
Also, the people around them are not even looking up.
Yes. In the video.
In the
yes.
video.
Yes. It's the most pedestrian footage I've ever seen of a royal.
It looks like they could be anyone.
Anyone.
Honestly, someone was like, it looks like AI. It looks like they're not even in that. And they've been put in the video.
Interesting.
Because the people are so incredibly not even.
Right.
They don't even feel the wind move when they walk past.
It's a very nonchalant video of them.
She's also very sprightly in the uh-huh. video.
Yeah.
Like let's just talk about how she looks first.
Yeah.
She looks 20 years younger.
Yes. She looks a lot younger.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's almost like she looks like she has a different face. Like a subtly different face.
No, she looks like she has a 19-year-old fresh face, mm-hmm. but also subtly different. You're
also,
absolutely correct.
I feel like her hair is pretty long in it,
her
too.
Her hair is so long.
Super long.
Yes. And it looks so effortless. And
yeah.
her vibe is just so happy, joyful, exuberant.
It literally looks like this Kate Middleton is like getting groceries to go make dinner at their like college flat. Like,
yes.
For Harry, who's coming up for the weekend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And also, it's just so weird because their faces are angled, I think strategically, whoever these people are in this video and photo, to be casted away from the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're not up in the light. Mm-hmm. They're in the shadow,
mm-hmm.
which is very interesting. Like
yeah.
we can't actually make out facial details,
right.
profile details, their faces. We just see a blur and a haze.
Yeah.
Also, someone posted, they're like, we can get this video of Rihanna. And it was a video of Rihanna from that wedding she performed
yeah.
at. And it was zoomed in from so far away. And
oh,
it was
really?
So
like
clear.
With an iPhone or something.
I don't
sure.
know if it was an iPhone, but yeah. probably they're like, how do we get this of Rihanna?
Right.
And this is the best they can produce
right,
of Kate.
Right.
It took me a solid 4 hours to see all this coming in and be like, oh my God, I think this is her.
Right. Like I feel like the realization that this like still did not feel right and that people were not buying it slowly like crept up.
Yes, because we were like, okay, speculation will be done. She's alive. You know, who knows what's going on behind closed doors, but you know, we're closing up shop,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
It's closing time.
Yeah, I think that it gave us a lot of like
pause.
We still had questions, but it was like, okay, like this has suspended some of our disbelief.
Yes, exactly. And so with everyone's suspicions, by the way, Andy Cohen
yeah.
tweets, that ain't Kate.
Yeah. Yeah.
So many people are like, absolutely not. There's a height differential. The ears look different. Mm-hmm, the chin mm-hmm. looks different.
Right, right.
And also, for someone who's rumored to have an eating disorder, just had abdominal surgery, really you're going to get in leggings? The thing that is going to make you look it's going to exactly show people how emaciated you are.
Yeah, yeah. She looks extremely thin in this.
Also, it's so weird because if you just had abdominal surgery, are you really carrying your own bags?
Right, right, right.
Are you really
walking that fast?
None of it makes
yeah.
any sense. Also, how is there only this single...
Only this one video.
And this one video, yeah.
Isn't like the one video like from an account that's like a royal stan or something like that? Like something weird?
It's something so
yeah.
weird.
And there are people around them. That, like you're just telling me that this one person who looks like they were in a car
mm-hmm.
when this happened, like they somehow knew that they were coming out and so they like got their phone already?
No. I'm sorry, but everyone else was just being private and
right,
respectful.
Right, right.
It is so unbelievable. It's not believable.
Right, right.
Harvey on TMZ on the interview was like, how does it feel to be who everyone is looking to for information on this royal story? And I just want to say, that's not how we feel. Mm. We're just like responding to what's happening and what it feels like everyone is thinking.
I mean, to updates that are coming in like every 4 hours.
Yeah, and I thought it was real at the mm-hmm. beginning. I'm not a person prone to conspiracy.
Yeah.
I really am not.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't want to live in a world where any of this is true.
No. This will not become our new brand. It's like conspiracy
theories. No. Exactly. And we're not going to fall down every rabbit hole. That's just not what we're interested in.
I just don't understand because the palace just continues to give us stranger and stranger details and mm-hmm. clues. Like, instead of just saying nothing, they give us a little bit more that just, like, honestly, it only emboldens, like, all of the, like, criticism and suspicion.
We thought it was going to be over. Literally, they turned up the gas yes. on this fire. Yes. And now everyone is weighing in.
Right.
And they had that meme of the girl on the plane. Like, that's not
yes,
real.
Yes.
That's all of us right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
So we are so floored.
Well, and then also this video of the lookalike.
Yeah. Well, the lookalike looks just oh, like this gosh. Girl.
Yes. Yeah. Fully.
Also, apparently the lookalike has had to go on the record saying it's not her. But it's like, unless someone is under trial,
sure.
you know she could have been paid.
Right. Right.
And say, hey,
right.
you're going to have to give a quote saying yeah. this is not you.
Yeah. Yeah.
My feeling and my prayer right now.
You're saying a lot of prayers, just so you know.
Literally, I'm becoming religious overnight. I need God's protection right now. And that's how
we literally
I feel.
Do.
I pray that Kate has lost weight because of her surgery. She doesn't have an eating disorder, mm-hmm. but yes, she is recovering. She's dropped a few pounds. And guess what? I pray she's had a magnificent early 40s facelift, which I think everyone should celebrate at some point in their life
Absolutely.
If they choose to go down
sure.
that road.
It's the new braces.
It's the new braces. And that for me is the only reason, is the only way to explain this.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think when someone gets a facelift, their face looks like them, but it's also different.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, and that would cause people to be suspicious.
Well, and I think that that could be why Kensington Palace is like, hey, we're not going to, we're
do
not going to, we're not going to do up close. This yeah. is all going to be so grainy mm-hmm. because we need to give her time to recover and we are never going to admit to cosmetic surgery.
Right.
Here's my thing. Get with the program. It's 2024, KP. Like, everyone gets cosmetic surgery. And if you're a woman and the eyes of the world are on you, you should be entitled as a royal.
At the very least.
To the very best cosmetic uh-huh, work uh-huh. that, I'm sorry, the Kardashians, the good people.
Your God-given right.
The elites are getting.
When they, like, you know, knight you or whatever, like, it should be also like for all the plastic surgery that you wish.
100%. And it's nothing to be ashamed of.
No.
So I just think that that's what I'm literally going to pray for.
Yeah.
I don't want this news to keep unfolding. People are going to think that we want this to go on forever. We're actually not a Kate account.
I also said yesterday to Lauren, I was like, I am looking forward to when we go back to talking about Taylor Swift. Like,
legitimately.
It's so much lighter, so much easier to, like, wade into those territories versus, like, the darkness of Kensington Palace and all the conspiracies.
I would like to talk about Erica Jane.
Yes. Okay? Please. Vanderpump Rules. James Kennedy.
Oh my gosh. Dossie Schroeder. Please.
Yeah.
Anything. I will talk about Jax Taylor on the Valley over this
yes.
at this point.
Yeah.
But we feel obviously it's incumbent upon us to stay with you through this journey. Mm-hmm.
We've come this far.
Let's all hold hands together and just pray Kate is okay. But right now we feel more lost than ever.
Yeah. I think also this has awakened a new wave of people with suspicion, which yeah. I think is interesting.
The new video.
Yes, the new video. Yeah.
It's like there are more and more people coming out of the woodwork
yes.
summoned by this
because
it
like,
just gets weirder.
Okay, wait a second.
Yes.
You know.
Exactly. So obviously we're going to stay on the case, everyone. We're going to be releasing these audio dispatches, these podcast episodes, the second we can, when we have enough new information, the second anything drops. Please hit subscribe on Apple, on YouTube, mm-hmm. on Spotify. Make sure that you are aware when these episodes drop so you can be the first to listen. All right. And with that, Chandler, let's just say we're praying for Kate.
Yeah.
I just want last thing. I've watched a lot of Kate videos
yeah,
through this.
Yeah.
I was moderately interested in Kate Middleton before this. Mm-hmm. I thought her style was a little kind of boring.
Yeah.
No offense, Kate. I hope she's not listening. But literally,
she's been through enough, Lauren.
I honestly look at her now and I'm just like, you were kind of perfect.
I mean,
like,
she is perfect.
So poised.
Yeah.
So graceful. So kind.
And I have all this empathy too for her, like with all the Meghan Markle stuff. Like, yeah.
The kindest smile, eyes. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe I will create a Kate fan account.
Yeah.
The rest is still unwritten.
I just hope wherever she is, whatever mental state she's in, she knows that, like, people are coming from a place of care. Like, people are genuinely concerned and they want her to be okay, which is why they're not believing any of the, like,
totally.
Publications that are just telling us that everything's fine and we should just shut up.
I think that's why everyone's so galvanized
yes,
right now.
Yes.
Because everyone loves her.
Yes,
she
exactly.
really is a people's princess.
Right, right.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Like and subscribe wherever you are listening to this podcast and we'll be with you the second there's an update. That's all for now, folks.
Don't forget, give us a 5-star review, hit us up on Instagram at PopApologists, and we will see you next week, live every Wednesday.